Happy Monday, everybody. My name is Brandon Rose, and welcome to episode 258 of the Xbox in 10 podcast, a weekly source of Xbox gaming news covered in around 10 minutes. Every Monday, this podcast covers new game releases, the previous week's gaming news, and we all learn an Xbox-related fun fact together. This show is on YouTube and podcast services around the world, so please subscribe in your favorite and leave a review. Xboxin10.com, no numbers, is your quick source for links to all of our podcast destinations and social media profiles, which you can follow at Xboxin10. To start, let's talk game releases. The big games out last week were MotoGP 24 and Top Spin 2K25. The games coming out this week include 15-1 Solitaire, Gift, Indica, I Am Your President, Midnight Remastered, Pac-Man Mega Tunnel Battle Chomp Champs, The Prisoner of the Night, Tennis Elbow 4, Corpo Nation The Sorting Process, Crow Country, Rainbow Cotton, Little Kitty Big City, Aquarium Designer, Chronicles of Magic Divided Kingdom, World War II Rebuilder, and Paper Flight Future Battles. We have some new games either available now or coming soon to Game Pass. They include the following. You can now play Have a Nice Death on Cloud Console and PC, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition on Cloud Console and PC. On May 7th, you can play Kona 2 Broom on Cloud Console and PC. May 9th, Little Kitty Big City, Cloud Console and PC. Then May 14th, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons, Cloud Console, and PC. Now to last week's biggest news stories, and we have five to cover this week. Number 1. Xbox Game Showcase followed by, redacted, direct airs June 9th. Joe Scrubbles at Xbox Wire writes, mark your calendars, the Xbox Game Showcase will be live-streamed on June 9th, 2024, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. Like our double feature last year with Starfield Direct immediately following the showcase, we'll be airing a special deep dive into the next installment of a beloved franchise. We can't say much, so for now we'll call it the Xbox Game Showcase followed by Redacted Direct. This will also be our first showcase featuring games from our portfolio of studios across Activision, Blizzard, Bethesda, and Xbox Game Studios, in addition to titles from our third-party partners. June 9th's double feature broadcast also kicks off a week worth of coverage here on Xbox Wire and the official Xbox podcast, featuring updates and deep dives with a ton of games. Well, it is finally official, seemingly when we all thought it would occur, but the annual Xbox Super Bowl is back, and I can't wait, I'm so excited. I'm trying to be a little more stern with it this year, I don't know, it just feels like every year I say this is the most important showcase for Xbox, and we have just said that for too many years. You have so many weapons at your disposal, especially now at Activision Blizzard. Ultimately, what do I really want to see? What are the goals? I really feel like we need to see a lot more of Fable and Perfect Dark. Seemingly, those games need to come at least next year. I'd love to see a new back catalog update of backwards compatible games, specifically from that Activision Blizzard catalog. And confirmation, so we don't have to talk about it, if this year's Call of Duty, which is seemingly the redacted direct afterwards based on all the leaks, is that coming to Game Pass day one, yes or no? Please, Xbox, deliver. Number 2, Starfield is getting a 60 FPS mode on Xbox Series X. Sean Carey at True Achievements writes, if you're still working through the Starfield achievements, Bethesda is about to make your experience with the Xbox RPG even better. The developer has now released the update 1.11.33 patch notes, which will reveal you'll soon be able to play Starfield at 60 FPS on Series X. The big highlight for many will be the new performance options for Starfield running on Xbox Series X. Bethesda says that update 1.11.33 will allow players to have, quote, more control over the graphic fidelity and performance on Xbox, similar to how PC players can customize their experience, end quote. On Xbox Series X, you'll be able to choose a frame rate target and prioritize between visuals and performance. Though for each of these settings, Bethesda has confirmed recommended using a variable refresh rate display running at 120Hz. For the frame rate target option, Bethesda says, quote, you can now choose between 30, 40, 60, or an uncapped frame rate on VRR displays. If you now have a VRR display running 120Hz, you will still be able to select from 30 or 60. Screen tearing may occur at times when selecting 60 on non-VRR display, end quote. For those with a VRR display running at 120Hz, Starfield will target 40 FPS while keeping priority for full visuals by default. As for visuals and performance priority, Bethesda notes, quote, you can now prioritize between visuals and performance while trying to maintain the frame rate target. If you're choosing a frame rate target of 60 or above, we recommend changing this to performance. Prioritizing visuals keeps the highest resolution while maintaining full detail for special effects, lighting, and crowds. Prioritizing performance lowers internal resolution and detail for special effects, lighting, and crowds. Both modes may adjust internal resolution dynamically when scenes or action gets heavier as well. When switching between modes, you will see the lighting change briefly as the system catches up to the new mode, end quote. Elsewhere, you can expect improved surface maps that add a lot more detail, new gameplay options that allow you to make certain aspects of the games easier or harder, a new ship decoration mode for the interior of ships, and more. The Starfield Update 1.11.33 is currently only available to download in the Steam Beta, but will be live for all Xbox players on May 15th. And go look up the patch notes if you want to dive deeper into all the nerdy fixes, but there is a lot and a long list of them. So thoughts, right? This is what Starfield should have launched with. Do I think they should have waited to this point? I really don't know the answer to that question, but honestly, it is really disappointing that I played through the entire game on Xbox at 30 FPS, and overall the experience was fine. It really wasn't a deal breaker, but at some point during my playthrough, I did pop in on PC just to see what the 60 FPS looked like, and I was like, ugh, I'm such a console boy, but man, did that look good on my PC. At some point, I will go back and play a complete redo of Starfield because I really didn't do any of the side quests because I just loved the main quest so much and did fall off. And at least when I go back, I'll have it playing at 60 FPS. And the other piece of news this week was the Shattered Space expansion coming later this year, which they hinted at land vehicles on planets, which would be huge. Number 3, Xbox game lineup is jam-packed for the second half of 2024, report. George Yang at GameSpot writes, Xbox has several games coming out in 2024, particularly in the latter half. We might already know the release windows for the games too, as Microsoft is most likely going to reveal them at the showcase on June 9th. According to The Verge, Starfield's Shattered Space expansion is set to launch in September, and Bethesda's Todd Howard has already confirmed that its release window is sometime in the fall. Following the showcase, Microsoft is also airing a mystery event, which is reportedly a Call of Duty Direct, detailing the latest entry. The next installment is reportedly due for a late October release. Avowed and Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 are apparently getting a November launch, and then this year closes out with Indiana Jones and the Great Circle in December, according to the report. Other Xbox Party First games could show up in the showcase too, although they're unlikely to release this year. There's still Everwild, Clockwork Revolution, South of Midnight, and State of Decay 3, as well as the Fable and Perfect Dark reboots. Additionally, a new Gears of War game is possibly going to be revealed there too. That last line's got me really excited. I can't wait to see what the Coalition has been cooking with the next Gears game, Gears of War game, whatever the hell they're gonna call it. I can't wait, and I can't wait to see how good that looks on the Series X. As for the other stuff, this seems great, seems like a jam-packed fall, but what happened to their quarterly cadence of their big AAA game? Are they just going to get everything out in the fall, then we're going to have another drought before another pickup next fall? I don't know. Honestly, a little worried. A little bit. Number 4. IGN Cross ID at Xbox Showcase 2024 all reveals and Xbox Game Pass announcements. Tom West at True Achievements writes, Indie games galore, the IGN Cross ID at Xbox Digital Showcase was jam-packed with indie game goodness, with a host of game reveals, release dates, and of course announcements for upcoming Xbox Game Pass games, including a surprise Game Pass drop. If you missed the show, fear not, as we have listed everything in our IGN Cross ID at Xbox Showcase roundup. So, upcoming Game Pass game 33 Immortals got a fresh trailer and closed beta announcement, focusing on the Lucifer boss. QQ Games Ltd. revealed its upcoming Game Pass co-op puzzle game, All You Need Is Help. C2 Game Studio gave us a release date for its upcoming action RPG, Aster, Blade of the Monolith. Hack the Publisher revealed Centum, a narrative-driven adventure game tasking with escaping a prison cell. Claymore Game Studios announced that its Commandos reboot, Commandos Origins, will launch into Game Pass. Upcoming action RPG, Dungeons of Hinterberg, got an Xbox Game Pass release date. Massive Damage Games announced that Pharah, the Sundered Tribes, will launch on Xbox along PC. Gamera Games dropped the Rewinder into Game Pass and announced 4 other games for the service. Gamepale dropped a fresh gameplay trailer for its upcoming snack and slash RPG, Hangry. PlayStation console exclusive puzzle game Humanity was announced for Xbox Game Pass. Triple-I Interactive dropped a montage of announcements from its showcase earlier in April. Jackbox Games revealed its first mature-rated pack, the Jackbox Naughty Pack. Munana Games revealed its upcoming turn-based rhythm JRPG Key Locker. Don't Nod Montreal revealed a new trailer for its debut game, Lost Records Bloom and Rage. Pocket revealed that its Game Pass hit Pal World will get new pals in June. Kaizen Gameworks revealed its upcoming open-world crime drama Promise Mascot Agency. Upcoming 60-player karting battle royale game, Stampede Racing Royale, got a new gameplay trailer. Perfect Random dropped an action-packed gameplay trailer for its upcoming roguelike extraction shooter, Sulfur. Oddbug Studio gave us our first look at Tales of Iron 2, Whiskers of Winter's gameplay. CompuChaser Games gave us a release window for Times and Galaxy, a space journalism adventure game. Vampire Survivors got 7 new achievements with its free surprise update, Laboratory. So, a lot of announcements. Go check out the showcase if you want to see more yourself. Some big standouts for me included Jackbox giving us our first mature-rated party pack, as if we haven't made every single Jackbox game a mature-rated game, but love playing those with friends and family. Don't Nod Montreal, love me a Don't Nod, love me some of that Life is Strange, so seeing more from Lost and Records Boom Rage was cool. Vampire Survivors, the game that never stops, which is the cheapest game ever made for the output and how good that game is. And I'm also excited to see That Humanity coming over as the PlayStation console exclusive puzzle game coming to Game Pass to give me it a shot. And number 5, Todd Howard seemingly teasing 2 unannounced Fallout projects. Cat Bailey at IGN writes, with the Fallout TV series topping 65 million viewers to become one of the most watched Prime Video shows ever, the pressure is on for more content set in the wasteland, and Bethesda is seemingly ready to oblige. In a new interview with Kinda Funny Games, director Todd Howard appeared to tease 2 unannounced Fallout projects, saying, quote, we look at what we were doing with the Fallout franchise, then we say, do we still feel good about it? I can't reveal it now, but here's our runway or for Fallout as a franchise, end quote. He continued, quote, when season 2 is happening, what are we doing on mobile? What are we doing in Fallout 76? What are we doing with this thing? What are we doing with this other thing? And when are these things landing? And again, if I could snap my fingers and have them all be out and ready, I would, but the main thing is how do we deliver these at a high quality level? That is always most important, end quote. Howard's oblique comments appear to suggest that at least 2 projects are in development, though it's unclear what they might be and when they'll be released. One of the projects may be the Fallout 3 remaster revealed in the documents accidentally published by the FTC, which also leaked an Oblivion remaster and other projects. The remaster did not have a formal date, but appeared to be targeting a financial year 2024, which ends in June. Howard also said that Fallout 5 will be arriving sometime after Elder Scrolls 6, and that he has a one-pager for the project. With Elder Scrolls 6 seemingly still in pre-production, though, Fallout 5 may not appear until 2030 or later. That's the big one, right? They actually kind of announced Fallout 5, and it's not even going to be remotely close to ready until at least 2030. We cannot wait for a new Fallout game for that long. We were all beating that drum before the show came out, and before the show was as good as it is. The Fallout 3 remaster is a good first step. That was leaked, and why is it even taking this long to be announced and released? I mean, come on, I cannot wait for that game. At this point, are they doing a full Fallout 3 remake in the Fallout 4 engine? I don't know, just give us more Fallout. The world is clearly demanding it. As always, we end our show with a fun fact about Xbox, and we're going to keep on the Fallout train, so more lore facts thanks to the gamer. What about Fallout 4's leaked script? So hardcore Fallout fans will remember Kotaku leaking a casting call script for Fallout 4. Many discredit it since the script references the player character talking, but this was proven false when Fallout 4 was officially announced and released 2 years later. Looking back at the script, it is almost verbatim what occurs in the final game. I actually forgot about this story since it's been so very long since Fallout 4, but man, how disastrous that was. And even though people hated the voiced character, did that help with people being deterred that it couldn't be real because they simply didn't believe it. Thank you all for listening to the Xbox in 10 podcast, your weekly source of Xbox gaming news covering in around 10 minutes. If you like the show, please subscribe on your favorite podcast service, share it with your friends, leave a review, and follow on all social media at Xbox in 10. This past week, I have had no time to game, so whenever I've had time, I've been playing Marvel Snap, of course, and playing a little bit Pokemon Leaf Green via my Logitech G Cloud. Shush, shush. My name is Brandon Rose. You can follow me on Xbox at Bros93. Hope you all have a great week. Stay safe and keep on gaming.